The site includes several maps and graphs that allow the user to track and compare state policies in six different juvenile justice categories. Jim Moser chairs the Wisconsin Governor's Juvenile Justice Commission. He says the data that will be most useful compares the 10 states, including Wisconsin, that treat 17-year-old offenders as adults and the 33 states that use 18 as the cutoff.
And so you can see over time how states are moving in what direction and kind of where Wisconsin fits in that.
Moser also points to the comparative data on the site that tracks state efforts to reduce the racial disparity in juvenile arrests and detentions. Currently, Wisconsin is one of 33 states that does not have a full-time statewide coordinator responsible for gathering data to measure that disparity. Moser says Wisconsin is also one of only 18 states that don't use a uniform risk assessment tool for sorting out which juveniles should be locked up and which should get access to community treatment services.
Low-risk kids often will just stop reoffending on their own, and we're oftentimes better to just leave them alone. What we really want to invest is making sure we're investing our higher-cost resources in the kids that are the most needy and the most likely to reoffend, and also focusing on things that we know are, the research says, are related to offending.
Moser says while the website is useful, its major limitation is that most states, including Wisconsin, don't do a good job of collecting data on what's working and what's not when it comes to either punishing juvenile offenders or preventing them from committing crimes in the first place. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.